way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
You know we're recording, right?
Are we on already?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Jesus.
Sorry. We should check my messages.
What did you get a reply on that we should all hear about now at this point because it's part of our podcast?
Oh, I might have been doing some Facebook Marketplace shopping.
For?
Stuff.
That goes without saying.
For a mountain bike.
That's right. So that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
I see. You want to be some like weird mountain bike extreme sport X game.
I don't know about
athlete.
All that, but I think it's really fun.
I think it's dangerous.
I think it's kind of like, it's like mountain biking is like running trails to a person that usually runs on the road.
Sure.
Running trails is a lot of fun.
It is fun. Yes.
Yes.
I agree with you on that.
So like riding your bike on those trails is super fun compared to just like riding on the road.
All right. I can see that. I'd give it a shot.
Yeah. So I want to do it. Unfortunately, I don't currently own a bike that would allow me to do that.
No.
And I
looks like you're going to own one soon, probably.
I might.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
We have one in the garage that I took out on some local trails, but it's way too big for me.
That's because it's mine. And I'm almost a foot taller than you. Yes, it's way too big.
So technically, it's like 6 or 7 inches bigger than what I should have for a bike. So I'm on the lookout for a small person's bike.
And
I may have found one from a gentleman who, by the way, happens to be shorter than I.
Well, hold on. Wait. You just referred to it as a small person's bike.
That I'm a
makes
small
it
person.
Sound like the Oompa Loompas and the Lollipop Guild people.
No.
Hey, before you continue on this, can we just say this is the Antisocial Isolation Podcast with Carol and Joe? Yeah, it's us.
We're
back. This is our 12th episode. It's a dozen.
Whoa.
Right? That's a milestone.
Not to be confused with the Baker's Dozen.
Correct, which is just another way of saying I'm stealing a donut.
Right.
Yeah. Who would do that? Kind of monster. Anyway, so you got the lead on a mountain bike potentially, huh?
Yeah.
Is it local? Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, you know I'm cheap. I wouldn't pay for somebody to ship me their
No,
used
I
bike.
Just didn't know. Like, sometimes you see things on that marketplace that are in, like, Batavia. And, like, ugh. You got to drive 45 minutes or an hour, wherever the hell that is.
Yeah, no. Because that would totally kill the deal. Because with the whole COVID and the epidemic thing, bikes are a hot commodity right now.
Yeah, same with kayaks, I think, too, right? Because we're looking around at one of those for another reason, but...
Yeah, but a lot of especially over the summer, a lot of the local, the big bike shops couldn't.
That's right.
They couldn't, you know, their stock was gone. All they had were like some electric bikes and some really high-end ones.
And I think that's because a lot of them come from China. I think there was delays in actually like getting bikes to the U.S. as part of that issue.
Potentially.
We were joking, watching some Trump stuff the other day. And how funny it would be if you took every time he said China and put va in front of it.
No, you were
and
joking.
And looped it together and be like, the vagina virus. It would be an endless clip. He said China so many times between trade deals and COVID and tariffs and everything like that. Uh-huh. If you looped every time he said China and put a va in front of it, it
you
would be
go
amazing.
Ahead in your spare time and go
nope.
ahead and make that clip.
I'm definitely not going to do that because he has said China far too much. That's a... It's a project for somebody else. It's not me. I ain't got that kind of time. Ain't got no time for that. I was getting a cold pop. So I have reached an all-time low in my life, almost.
I'm sorry. I'm sure it's that my fault in some way, shape, or form.
I appreciate you taking the blame for all bad things, but it is
usually the way it goes down.
I'm getting ghosted by a tree stump guy.
Ah, seriously?
I've been getting ghosted for months from a tree stump guy. Yes, I've gotten nothing from this dude other than fake acknowledgement that he would come out here again.
Yeah, just to let the rest of the world know what for those of you, if you have or have not listened to some of our early on podcasts, we had a tree that fell in our garage and we had it cut down. But the people that cut down the tree and remove it was not the same people that came and ground down the stump and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was springtime and the ground was very wet. So we had to wait a little while. He finally came out and did it, but the tree stump was so large.
Yes.
He said, I don't think I got it all.
Well, yeah, because he started doing it. He did. I mean, he did a lot of it, but because it was so large that there were so many wood chips, like he couldn't see where to grind anymore.
Right.
And he was like, well, you guys clean up what's there. Give me a call. I'll stop back. So we cleaned it up actually the next day because it happened to be our garbage day and we could put out like yard waste and all that kind of stuff. And I contacted him maybe like a week and a half later, said, hey, we cleaned it all up. Need you to come back out here. He says, okay, no problem. Don't hear a thing from him.
2 months later.
Yeah. Don't hear it. No, not even 2 months later. Don't hear a thing from him. Weeks later, I go, hey, still need you to come out and do that. And I don't think I got anything back. So time goes on. We do stuff. Life happens. And we still have remnants of a stump. So about a week ago at this point, I was like, listen, man, I want this taken care of before winter. You need to finish the job. Come back out. And he said, okay, I will be in your area on Thursday. And I said, cool. Let me know when you're on your way. My wife will be home.
I was home.
Thursday came.
And went.
And I did not hear from Tree Stump Guy.
I did not see Tree Stump Guy.
Yeah. No, he
did not show up.
He did, definitely didn't show up because the remaining tree stump was still in our yard.
Oh, man. We're totally going to wreck him on every social networking site.
Are we?
You better not have a... Yeah.
Well, what's funny is...
We're going to crush him on Yelp and every other whatever site that people go to. Is it Angie's List? And
is that still a thing?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of ones where you would go to find a tree stump grinder.
But anyway, so I had enough. And instead of blasting him and doing anything like that, I decided I would take care of it myself. Now,
because you're a lumberjack.
Right. Sane people would go and rent a stump grinder to finish it out. I just grabbed the axe
or
from
a young
garage.
Strapping dude.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody's strapping anything. I took care of it. And I went out there with an axe for about 2 hours. God damn, do I feel it. My back, my shoulders, my arms, everything is ridiculously sore. But no more fucking stump. I did it.
You beat that damn stump.
I did, yeah. I told that stump where it should go, put it in its place. And then, and after that, too, I actually went into our back backyard and dug up 5 wheelbarrows full of dirt.
Our back backyard.
Our back backyard, beyond the fence, beyond the wall. Where the wildings are.
Yep.
Is that a wilding? Wilds? Wilders? What are they called?
The wildlings.
Wildlings. That's right. But
you disappoint
and
me
I
sometimes.
Had to push that, you know, uphill to fill in. It's just been a pain in the butt. But it's all because the stump grinder guy ghosted me completely. So it's funny because I still see things online where they'll be like, can anybody recommend a stump grinder? And people will put his name on there.
Oh, you should.
And I could
totally reply.
Wreck him, but I don't.
Crush him.
It's not worth it.
It is.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But well, not only that. I mean, not that you want to crush the guy, but save other people from going through the same thing. He did a crappy job.
Anyway, I'm not going to ruin a guy's stump grinding business because of one thing. But you mentioned Yelp review, and I have something that actually relates to that, ironically. Ironically. Did you know?
Nope, I sure didn't.
Well, I haven't even said what it is.
No.
Last week, there was a presidential debate.
I do know that.
It was
I watched.
Trump and Biden. We watched the debate. Uh-huh. It was a fucking tire fire on both sides.
It was interesting to
two,
see.
Two old guys just yapping over each other the entire time. And it was... I don't care who you're for. This is not about politics. This is nothing. That was a wreck. And it was hilarious because CNN afterwards, Dana Bash, that one quote-unquote reporter, She on air, she goes, "That was a shit show." Like, yeah, you know what? You're right. But I had posted something the next day saying, like, "Hey, everyone, anything good on TV last night? What'd we miss?" And a friend of mine from work posted a fake Yelp review. I don't know if you saw that, but that's how the Yelp relates. It said, it was a Yelp review of America, and it was a 1-star review. It said, "Very ghetto, would not recommend." I thought that was so freaking funny. But that debate was a freaking debacle. It was like two old drunk guys at the VFW just like arguing and yelling over each other the entire hour and a half. It was so nuts.
Yeah.
Then there's all this debate about Biden. Did he wear an earpiece? And
did he wear an earpiece?
Conspiracy people online were posting pictures that showed him reaching into his jacket pocket. And when he moved it, what, something that looked like a wire was there. It turned out to be like a shirt wrinkle. It was just, people are so nuts about all of this. It's, oh my God.
Yeah.
It was so hilarious. I don't know what to, I like I said, it's not politics, but I mean, that was
all
like America. It's like a new low.
Is losing their mind.
Yeah, the whole country is a freaking shit show right now.
Did you see? And this was just in the news today. Local story.
Local
story. Local bar. Couple of elderly gentlemen.
Yes.
We're talking about. 80-year-old guy approached a gentleman in this bar because he was not wearing a mask.
Right. And the guy that was not wearing a mask was like 65.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So
we're talking about, you know,
I know
two
exactly
elderly
what
people.
You're referring to.
And the 65-year-old guy was not wearing a mask, ended up pushing this guy.
The 80-year-old,
yeah. Who, from what I read, was not a small man. He went at least 200 pounds. Knocked him down. He hit his head. Started going into and having seizures.
Yeah.
Now that in and of itself is terrible enough.
Yeah.
The 65-year-old guy that pushed him then proceeded to pay his bill and just leave.
Get the fuck out. I didn't know that.
Yep. He just left. Just left. So medical emergency. All this is going down. He just left.
Did he leave a good tip? The bar staff, after they saw the tip, was like $50. Like, you know what? I didn't see anything. I was busy.
I don't know who the guy was.
Yeah, I don't
he
know.
Paid cash.
Yeah,
but they found him. Unfortunately, the 80-year-old man that was knocked down did not survive.
Yeah.
And now the other guy is facing,
I think it's manslaughter.
Is it manslaughter or whatever it is, charges? Because like, that's where society is now because he wasn't wearing a mask.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
People. I don't care what your political leanings are, and if you're listening to political advice on our show, you're in a wrong spot anyway in your life.
Yep.
Just wear a fucking mask right now. It's no big deal. In the grand scheme of things, wearing a mask is no big deal. Just deal with it.
Yeah, even so, it's not worth getting to a
physical
altercation over.
With an 80-year-old, my God.
Yeah.
That's so bonkers. People are insane. It's another big development that's happened recently, too, is speaking of COVID-19, is Donald J. Trump has contracted said disease. And we were all watching on Friday when they transported him over to, was it Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland there?
Just as a side note, because you know I can't keep things in.
Oh.
Donald is a horrible name. Anybody out there having children, don't name your child Donald.
Yeah, it's rough. I don't know if that was a family name or whatever, but yeah, it's a curse. But yeah, he got COVID-19 and went to the hospital. But right before we were recording this, we were watching him majestically coming back to the White House, seemingly in good health. It all depends on what network you watch.
Yep.
Because Fox News is talking about how great it is that he's back and he can work from, you know, the privacy of his office and still get world-class medical treatment and care while he's there. And CNN is telling you how completely reckless it is and that he's probably going to infect everybody in the building with the disease and they're all going to die.
Most likely.
Yeah. So I think there is zero news anymore. Everything is commentary. Everybody has an opinion. Every network has a bias, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
I was even laughing the other day that, like, I think CNN, and this is not a reflection on my beliefs of who I, you know, follow or watch or whatever. It's just funny because I watch everything for this reason. CNN, I think, trains their anchors, or whatever they're called, on how to look sad and concerned for like hours straight. I'm like, come on, dude, crack a smile. Life is not that shitty.
Their pay gets docked if they crack a smile on air. Oh my
God, you look at them, it's like they almost see tears sometimes. Oh my God. But yeah, president had COVID-19 and now he's back. I think he's trying to prove to the world that it's not as bad as people think it is. And that's, I think, what he's trying to do here with this messaging. We'll see. Because according to medical people, he's still not kind of out of the woods. Even his own doctor said that.
Right.
But we'll see. It's interesting. It's interesting times. Like a month before the campaign.
Yep.
That's crazy. Oh, my God. This is the thought that came to my head. Remember this morning I came downstairs. I'm like, don't say anything. I have to type this down. Remember?
Before I went to
work. Yeah, this was the thought I had. So as I was getting dressed this morning for work, and I've taken on a different role at work where I'm out and about more. I'm not just kind of stationed at a desk and in a building. I'm out in the public a little bit.
Okay.
And so I went to put on a pair of pants that are more work pants, right? Khaki kind of thing that I hadn't worn before, but I had gotten already. And I have what I think to be probably the most normal pant size in the world, 36, 32. It's what I've had almost all my adult life, even as, you know, way back when. I've always been 36, 32. There's a couple times where I gained weight in my life where I wasn't, but 75% of the time I've been 36, 32. Most common pant size, probably.
Oh, okay.
Right? You get it? You understand?
We get it. 32? We know what your pant size is.
It's a 3-6 followed by an X.
Carry on
and then
the
a 3-2. So I went to put on my pair of 36, 32s.
They didn't feel like 36, 32s? Ooh,
no, they felt exactly like 36, 32s. My stomach didn't feel like a 36. Man. So
I'm sorry.
That will hopefully give me the motivation I need to shed some pounds. But I thought I should put on my belt at least, you know, to try and moderately look professional. And the thought came to my mind that often, and especially at times like that, my belt is merely symbolic. It's there to really just give the appearance of being professional because those pants weren't going anywhere. Like, they were tight
could
enough.
Could you see? I don't think you could when you left. I don't think you couldn't see your belt loops,
well,
right?
Well, no, that's not the point. Is that I put it on just out of habit, and I realized that when your pants aren't quite the right size, the belt doesn't do anything.
Well, no, why
those
would you even bother wearing
aren't
it?
Those moving anywhere because of my girth. It's disappointing. So now...
Well, the only time that you need to wear a belt, if you have pants that fit properly and don't fall off your keister. The only time you need to wear one is if you can see the belt loops. So there is a fashion tip for all gentlemen out there. If we can see your belt loops, you should be wearing a belt.
Here's another tip. If we can see your underwear... wear a fucking belt too.
Well, yeah.
Both sides of that.
If we could see your underwear, you should also pick up your pants.
Yeah, pick up your pants, put on a belt, dummy.
Yep.
So yeah, that was a little disappointing start to my day.
Okay.
A little bit of motivation, hopefully, to shed some of these LBs.
Well, you went to the gym today, so
I did.
Let's start.
Yeah. But I've been going to the gym the last few weeks since it's opened. Yeah. But that was not exactly kind of the start I had hoped for my new role. Yeah, that's okay. I'll get through it. Somehow I manage. Okay. I saw this thing, and it doesn't apply to me, but I think it's funny.
That's what you
I
say.
Think it's no, but it part of it is interesting. That it's one of the facts that I follow, you know, on Twitter, that is always reliable and airtight with its information and its credibility.
Well, yeah.
Right. Is that socially anxious people can lessen their anxiety by performing small acts of kindness, a study found. What do you think?
Okay.
Well, I don't suffer from social anxiety. I have just like generalized anxiety. So I don't know, like in a social situation, it doesn't bother me, but they're saying like doing something nice for somebody can help ease that burden of feeling so anxious, I guess.
Okay.
But the reason that I bring this up is...
This is what I'm waiting for.
Is because somebody I'm friends with on Facebook had posted a couple of days ago, before I saw this, that they were at a stoplight in their car with their kids, and a motorcycle pulled up next to them. And the motorcycle guy was motioning over to him, and he motioned the rock, paper, scissors thing. So she and this motorcycle guy did like three games of rock, paper, scissors while they were stuck at a traffic light before the light turned green. And I'm like, that's a really cool little thing to do. It's kind of like a random act of kindness, quite honestly.
I don't know what's a random act of kindness. Well, it's a random act of weirdness.
It's weird, yes, but it made her kids laugh and smile, and it made her remember it enough to post it.
Yeah, but they're driving. They should have been paying attention to the signal.
No, they were stopped at a signal.
Right.
Come on. You don't think it would be fun to pull up two cars at when you're stopped at an intersection and start doing rock, paper, scissors with them? I think that's great. I think I might do it.
It's funny, depending on where you are.
I think that's awesome. People should do more stuff like that. All we see is the world is fucking doom and gloom, and all of a sudden somebody pulls up to you and like, hey, yo, man, we got about 30 seconds here. We're going. Let's see. Best 3 out of 5.
You know what, though? I would have a problem with that.
God damn it. I think I know where you're going with this, but please elaborate.
I don't think you do.
I'm going to bet you $1 that I do. Do you want to bet this?
No, because there's no way to confirm.
Okay, just say it, sister.
I don't know how to play rock, paper, scissors.
What do you know how to play? I asked the perfect question because I know this is where this is going.
No, you don't. I'm not going anywhere. I'm literally just saying I don't know the rules. Like, I know it's rock, paper, scissors, but I don't know what beats what or why.
You really don't?
No, I can honestly say I'm not sure I've ever actually even, like, legit had a game of rock, paper, scissors.
Wasn't this
in
our prenups? I thought we had rock, paper, scissors in those. No?
Who are you kidding?
I didn't want you to steal my great
your
wealth.
What? Your black t-shirt that you owned? What?
With a hole in the armpit? Yeah, yeah. I want half of that. No, where I thought you were going was a regular show reference of Pops calling rock, paper, scissors, quartz, parchment, shears.
Shears.
That's for sure. I owe you $1.
See, there
I
you go.
I legit thought I knew where you were going with that. Quartz, parchment, shears.
You realize most people have no clue what you're talking
about. If you haven't watched the regular show, watch it. It was a cartoon on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it's a regular show, not the regular show.
No, sorry. But it's geared more towards adults. It's not necessarily an adult show, but
definitely.
It's really funny.
Yes.
It is a really good show.
Stop
talking! Speaking of really good shows.
That you don't know anything about because your taste in shows usually
I'm about to remind you of a great show that I used to watch. And that was called Porter Ridge.
Oh, God. Don't bring this up, please.
Nope, I have to.
No.
Because,
it's
too
obscure
because
and weird.
Because something that I looked at this weekend reminded me of it. And on Porter Ridge, it was about this... they were in Indiana, I think. They're redneck people in Indiana that own like an
great,
auto
now you have just
junkyard.
The entire state of Indiana.
Yeah, no. Well, in this section, they were hillbilly people. But this guy, Terry Porter, owned a auto parts. It was
or
a
something?
Junkyard kind of thing that, cars and that kind of stuff. But one of the episodes, they all decided to ride like motorcycles. And some rode like moped type things. And so it's like a band of misfits. It's hilarious to me. Nobody else liked it.
Yeah, they weren't the most intelligent of human beings.
That's mean. They had one season on the Discovery Channel.
Yep, which just tells you how great the show really was.
Couldn't quite muster up the fan support. There's only one of me. That's the problem. But they decided to give themselves motorcycle nicknames in that episode, if you remember.
Yes.
And there was some, one was, Viper. What else was there? Debo. But Terry
it's not
Porter.
A nickname. You're just shortening my real name.
It's Debo. You can still watch these on YouTube, by the way, people. Check them out.
Don't do it.
But Terry Porter decided to name himself Captain Ninja, which is just ridiculous and awesome at the same time. Fast forward a few years. Last year, our youngest and I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Because
I recall
Geddy Lee of Rush, my favorite band, amazing bass player, was there. And he had just come out, published a book called The Big Beautiful Book of Basses. And it's basically pictures of his bass collection with, like, you know, descriptions and stuff like that. Nerdy stuff, but...
Essentially, he's just taking advantage of his fan base that he knows is going to buy and spend money on this so he can become even more rich.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I would too. But he was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and there was a book signing. So not only do you get to get the book and kind of, you know, quote-unquote meet him, but you're going to get a personalized message in that book.
Mm-hmm.
So as you go up to the book signing, they say, you know, what's your name? And somebody writes that on a piece of paper that goes along with your book and moves eventually to Geddy Lee, like three steps down. So Andrew and I thought it would be funny to not put my name, but to put Captain Ninja, because it's so funny. And the reason I bring this up is because I am the only person in the history of this world to get Geddy Lee to say Captain Ninja. And we have proof of it, because the pictures we took are with a Pixel camera, and it captures the seconds before the actual picture as well. And you can read Geddy Lee's lips going, Captain Ninja. It's amazing. Have you ever gotten somebody that famous to do anything that specific? Ever? No. So I don't know why you're not in awe of this as I am. As I opened the book this weekend, I remembered...
You know,
remembered,
I don't get starstruck.
It's not starstruck. I got him to say Captain Ninja. I brought Terry Porter and Geddy Lee together. That's the ultimate melding of two worlds.
Aww.
Yeah.
He thought you were a weirdo.
He thought I was awesome. He looked at me and he goes, oh, Porter Ridge. He was pretty
sure that you were weird. Super weird. He was
like,
right.
It's like, I'm a big fan too. I even, when that show was on, I even got... a hat from Country Auto Parts, which is the name of the Terry Porter's auto parts place. And it's autographed by Terry Porter and Elvis Larry.
Elvis Larry. The only thing I remember about that really weird, quirky, odd show was that there was a guy that owned a bear.
Well, he trained bears, yes.
Okay, that's the only thing I remember. Bear Man. Yeah, I remember him.
But that was his real nickname. You need a motorcycle nickname. Which ended up
he
being
he was the
neighbor.
Only, like, half-normal yes. individual on that whole show.
Everybody else was batshit goofy, but he was a normal, sane human being, yes, even though he trained bears.
Dude, how cool is that?
Yeah, well, it's great until you get mauled.
No, that's way cooler than being some nerdy bass player guy.
How dare you?
Just saying.
How dare you? Nerdy bass player guy?
Yep.
You can say that about some bass players, but not Geddy Lee.
I just did.
No. 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 You can't
mm-hmm.
do that.
Mm-hmm.
Geddy Lee is, like, world-renowned as one of the best bass players, so shut up.
His name, they call him Geddy.
Because his mother, a Holocaust survivor, mind you.
Couldn't pronounce his name properly.
Yeah, Gary. Geddy. Oh, my God. So you don't like great bass players, and you're racist, apparently. My wife.
No, I settle for mediocre bass players.
The anti- God damn, that was good. You son of a son of a bitch. That was good.
You know, if you push me hard enough, I'm going to get you.
You piece of shit. You. That was fucking hilarious. Oh, my God. I hate you.
I know. With good reason. It's all right, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're killing me. I'm crying.
So,
yeah.
One thing about me, and this doesn't bode well for our show, is that you are able to not say things, and you'll just jot them down on your little notepad there and say, okay, I'm going to save them and discuss it on the podcast.
Just like I did this morning.
And I don't do that.
Correct.
If I have a thought in my mind, it's going to come out of my mouth.
I haven't noticed that about you.
I shouldn't say, there are a few things that I've like jotted down. But now, here's the problem. Before we came on the air, there was something I was talking about. Now I'm old, all right? I don't even remember what it was. And you wouldn't even let me tell you. You're like, no, 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 save it.
You seriously don't remember?
So now I don't even remember what it was about.
Oh, my God. You need to get your brain scanned.
Right? I need that dementia medication now.
It was about your goofy-ass fingers.
Oh, so you knew. There you go.
I remember.
Yeah. Yeesh. Gotcha. Okay.
Is that the Renault Alliance? Is that that? What is it called?
It's called Renault. Renoir? And it's a very real health condition.
Health condition?
Yes.
Okay, please go on. I need to know about your very real health condition.
Oh, you've seen it and know.
I've seen it. I don't know if it's called a health condition.
Well, what would you call it?
I don't. Your doctor just said, like, bleh. They didn't even give a shit.
No.
So that's not a health condition.
She was very concerned. Really? She ran additional tests.
Really?
Yes, to make sure I did not have an autoimmune disorder. It's called Raynaud's. And it's the reason we are going to have to move to Cabo.
Cabo. That's extreme. And it's Mexican. We're not changing our nationality because of your dumbass fingers.
Very quickly, not that anybody cares about my health issues. Of course they do. But my body hyperreacts to being cold, stressed, things like that. And what it does is the blood vessels in my extremities, like my fingers and toes, will constrict.
And you say reacts to being cold. It's not like cold, cold. You had that going on today, uh-huh. Right? Which was what?
In the 50s.
Yeah. It's not like extreme stuff. Like, I had frostbite on my toes twice from running in winter.
Yeah.
That's cold, cold.
Right.
It's in the 50s, and you're getting your white fingers of death.
Right. In the winter, if I go into the like freezer section at the grocery store, I have to make sure I have on gloves. Because what happens is my fingers will turn white.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
It's incredibly weird and strange. And if I don't, you know, tend to it, they could then start to turn blue and purple and all that kind of fun stuff. That is why we need to move someplace like Cabo.
It's not going
to
be Cabo.
Why?
Well, one, it's in Mexico.
So?
We're not going to become Mexican
citizens.
Yeah,
but it's like a really cool part of Mexico.
Sure. We're not going to Cabo. What about like the
Tijuana?
South? We can go to like the Carolinas?
There's Georgia. A lot of people.
Hey, remember all those old houses that we see sometimes? Most of those are in like the Carolinas, and they're not expensive.
Yeah, those are probably in like redneck country where those people from Puerto Ridge. Show are from.
Yeah, I'll wear my hat, and they will be like, you're one of us. Mm-mm. Yeah. But yes, you suffer from this weird finger creepiness thing. That
It is strange, and it's only been like the last couple of years. At first, I really didn't think anything of it. You know, I live in Buffalo. I figured, maybe I got some, you know, tissue damage or whatever because from being cold, you know. But nope, it's an actual thing.
It's a real thing.
And I went to the doctor.
Miss Thang.
And they said, yeah, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed, but one of our dogs just passed gas and it's repugnant.
You act like that doesn't happen all the time. Wait, I work from home. I am here to tell you, the other day I had to light a candle when I was working because it was that bad.
They're so gross. They're like just two old men just like letting them rip nonstop. And I'm pretty sure it was Hades, whose butt is a mere foot from my chair. So that's great. I'm so glad he was able to contribute to the podcast.
That's what he thinks about you yelling at him all the time.
I don't yell at him. It's not true. I was going to dive into something else. I'm going to save it for next week at this point.
All right.
Yeah, I had something that really I don't want to talk about, but.
Oh, I have something really quick
that perfect. I read. What do you got?
That was just really weird.
What is it?
Like super, it's actually kind of creepy, but I said, you know what? This needs to be brought out in public that this actually happened in
creepy
Canada.
Creepy and weird. I'm in Canada, you said?
In Canada.
Okay.
Yes, our neighbors to the north.
Yes. You're all over the place, Mexico, Canada.
The I believe it's called Health Canada, which I, from what I'm gathering, is kind of like our CDC or not CDC, but the FDA.
Okay.
FDA a governing body.
FDA.
They had to ban some eye drops that an optician's office was selling.
Por qué?
They were imported eye drops
from China
that claim to have human placenta in them.
Ugh. What the hell? Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that like stem cell research kind of stuff?
I have no idea.
That's disgusting.
None. What? It was. Yeah. It's strange. It's weird. I don't know what they thought the benefits to that was. The article did not say what the benefits to that could have possibly been or why this particular optometrist office was...
That is weird.
...importing these eye drops and selling them.
You're not getting any younger. You know what your eyes need? Some afterbirth. Here right? you go. That's so gross. It's amazing. Ugh. Yeah.
So that one I did save.
I kind of wish I didn't know that about that now.
I had to bring that up.
Canada, you're gross. Stop that shit.
No, they banned it. It was just this one weird optometrist.
Canada, you're still gross.
Yep.
Stop right. that shit.
Yeah, nothing like that ever goes on in the United States. Oh. Wasn't there a time when people were like trying to consume human placenta?
Don't know.
I think that was a thing.
That's a thing?
I thought it was.
That's people also
were,
gross.
Or they were taking like placenta pills, something like that. It was supposed to be rich. I don't know if it was rich in iron, rich
and dense fucking and gross is what it is.
Some sort of vitamins, and they would take them.
Okay, this went weird.
See, when I see this stuff, this is the kind of stuff I have to share. I can't keep that in because it absolutely disgusts me. So I have to make sure
that
everyone else
is nasty.
Disgusted.
You're right. So yeah. I'm going to go try and like stab my eyes so that I don't have to remember
you
seeing
you say that.
You
better be careful. I'm
going
to start buying you some new eye drops.
Yeah.
Yeah, better watch out.
With extra placenta.
And your eyes are awfully red.
Yeah, but I can see better than ever. That's so gross. All right, lady. We should wrap this up. I want to hear about you any more uses of placentas.
Just saying. It's what I read. Ugh.
It's been fun.
Are we already at 37.9?
We are at 37.04 as of right when I started that sentence.
Jeez.
Right? We nailed it.
Yeah. No one wants to listen to us any longer than this, that's for damn sure.
Right, which is why we should stop now and wait until next week to do another one.
Okay.
It's been fun.
It always is, dear.
I know. I love you very much.
I love you too.
I'll see you next week. Bye.